where to push. And obviously, I'm developing a lot of stuff, but it suddenly becomes much more heated and focused, and you really have to get going again because, like we're talking about, it's freelance. You're just adrift. You're hoping that someone gives you the chance to go do this again and start all over. You got to start all over. It just starts with a few words on a page, and you start adding people to the team and making it real and making other people believe it's real. And it's a strange process. I know maybe it's masochistic, but I have to keep just find a boulder now to push up a mountain, you know? And that's what it feels like, you know? As much as it's an art form, it's really a it's like a it's a physical feat, you know, that you have to somehow survive. I think most filmmakers will probably tell you the same thing, but I think until you've done it, you don't really know what it does to you. And thankfully, I survived this one. You know, I feel like I'm a better person, a better filmmaker, a better dad, you know, a better partner, all those things. And you feel like, okay, that's a success on the me in, inside of me level. I, you know, what I got out of the one-up experience is beyond, you know, in lifetime, you remember it forever. You know, it's like, yeah, very thankful. So thankfully, I had like Lionsgate and Amazon Prime and all these people and superstars like Ruby behind the movie and believing in it. So.
Once again, you can watch right now, available on Prime, One Up, directed by my good friend, a Jersey native, not too far from where I'm originally from, Mr. Kyle Newman, filmmaker, New York Times bestselling author, father, Jedi. You can go ahead and support Cynthia Lovely, known as Sin, with her new hit track, House with a View, directed by the one and only Kyle Newman. Kyle, who would you like to give a shout out to?
A shout out to, well, I'm gonna say all the one-up cast and crew. You guys were amazing. I want to especially thank Cynthia because she's watching the baby, so I could come do this interview. You know, it's a tag team. You gotta like take care of each other and support each other's art. So I couldn't have done this without her, and having a partner like her that's a, such an amazing mom and friend. So really, gotta thank her.
Where was I going to go? I had it right there. Just had a moment. Your social media, where are you at the most? Is it Instagram? Do you even have a TikTok?
I do have a TikTok. I forget what it is. It's kind of more new to me. I peruse a little bit. Cynthia's very into it. I'm Kyle underscore Newman on Instagram, Kyle underscore Newman Twitter, Kyle Newman. I have a fan page on Facebook, and what am I on TikTok? I'm gonna find out for you right now.
Yeah,
I'm
please.
Kyle underscore M underscore Newman. So it's a little extra M in the middle of there, underscore, bookended by underscores. So you can find me there. I'd love to keep the conversation going. If you watch one up, let me know what you think, even if you hate it.
I will definitely, I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. You know, it just reminds me of those days when I played Centipede and Donkey Kong. My favorite was Pitfall. You know, come
Yes. All that stuff. Yes.
on. Oh, man. Once again, streaming now on Prime Video, One Up by director Kyle Newman. Head on over to IMDb. You know, get those ratings up. Only if you like it. You know, none of this BS, this bullshit of 1-2 stars. If you like it, support it. Remember, we're talking about people's lives. We're talking about jobs here. Definitely, you know, give it a great rating on Prime Video. You know, connect with Kyle. You've got his Instagram. He shared with you his TikTok. Filmmaker, New York Times bestselling author, father, Jedi, and my new friend. You know, once again, Kyle Newman, I'm heading back over. Kyle underscore Newman, KYLE underscore NEWMAN. Kyle, any closing thoughts?
No, just thank you so much for having me on. Like I said, great to meet you. Thank you for reaching out to me. Great to be part of your community. Appreciate everyone out there, all your fans that are listening and tuning in. Very thankful. So We'll keep the convo going. Hopefully I'll be on again at some point soon with something fun and exciting to promote.
You're going to be on anytime, whether you have something to promote or not. I hope to come out absolutely to California sometime, definitely on set. If you need any photos or anything done behind the scenes, like I told you, I got camera equipment that's been sitting for so long since the pandemic. I usually travel with my clients, but things are finally starting to open up now. Remember, tune in tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, live on air with Stephen Cuoco, power985.com. Download the iOS or Android app. Tune in on Alexa. We stream live on StreamIter, Streama, Live Radio FM, MyTuner, which is one of my top favorites, and many others. 200 countries and counting. 2 p.m. Eastern, July 20th. All about Kyle Newman. Recap. One up. Get those high ratings in. Watch it. Support it. Available now on Prime Video. Head on over to IMDb. Get that 2.5 up to at least an 8 or 9. Because I know once I watch it, I'm going to be scoring this high. But I'm going to watch it first. I'm not going to be, you know, doing what people are doing, not even watching it and giving it a rating. How can you do that? I highly doubt they're precognitive. But, you know, goodness will prevail. Also, check out Sin House with a View. Go to YouTube. Congratulations to her. 38, almost 39,000 views. A lot of positive reviews here. I'm going to read one by Joseph. Finally, you and Katie are together. I love it. I wasn't sure what the video would be like for a song with this title, but this was so clever. Once again, House with a View by Sin, directed by Kyle Newman. Hope you guys have a great day, great week. We have a lot else coming up here. I've got Weston Anderson. I'm going to be covering Monster Jam this Saturday. Friday, 7 p.m. I'm going to be interviewing Weston Anderson, 3 p.m. Pacific time on July 20th. Then I've got Rajan Dave and Jeff Linden with Herb. HerbNJ.org. I believe I wrote that down correctly. My first time talking about not CBD. We're going to be talking about pot and dispensary and everything else like that. I think it's going to be more than just a great topic, point, and subject, but I'm looking forward to it. Once again, with Rajan Dave, Jeff Linden, with herbnj.org. And you know what? Do I have it up here? Yeah, I do. Herbenjoy.com. There we go. I'm giving a big shout out to those guys. Herbenjoy. Sometimes I scribble because I get impatient when I write things down. That's going to be on Thursday, July 21st at 1 p.m. Then, July 22nd, we've got my good friend EJ, the mega superstar, the legend himself from Discovery's Naked and Afraid, July 22nd, 1 p.m. That's a Friday. So, recap, we just had Kyle Newman today, July 20th, Weston Anderson with Monster Jam, 3 p.m., Wednesday, July 20th, Thursday, July 21st, Rajan Dave and Jeff Linden with Herbenjoy, talking about all things pot, dispensary, and it's going to be a very educational show. And then my good friend EJ. EJ is also from New Jersey, the Bud Lake area, and he's from Naked and Afraid, Discovery. The legend, the champ, everything. Looking forward to getting those gifts he said he's going to be sending out. I hope I get a custom knife. That would be really awesome. I'm going to put it in a nice glass case if I get one of those things. 2 p.m. Eastern, tomorrow, July 20th. Kyle Newman, recap, share, tell all your friends, tune in. Have a good one.
Socials and let's connect.